I'm Paul Wiegraff, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. In the studio with us this week is June Rose Futcher, a local Delaware artist and organizer of some really exciting events coming up at the Lewis Public Library. Welcome, June Rose.
Well, thank you very much for having me today.
Great having you here today to talk about your life as an artist, but also about the upcoming Delaware On View contest and exhibit at the Lewis Public Library. Photography contest and exhibit, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So let's hear a little bit about you as an artist here on the Delaware scene.
Okay. Well, firstly, I'm a native of Delaware, and I come from a long line of two families. Back in Lewis, and I've been a sailor all my life, and I'm a member of an active and professional sailing family. And my subject in art was inspired as a young girl in Cape and Lipan school districts, and my work in photography was just gradual over the years since I was a child. But ultimately, I learned the craft at Delaware Technical and Community College several years ago. But over the course of the years, as a sailor, competitive sailor, and my maritime family, I've always been taking photographs of sailboats and regattas and ships, including artwork and sculpture in Cape and Lipan High School. And ultimately, when I studied and earned academic training in photography, maritime photography, continued to develop, and I found that my photographs were strong, impactful, and storytelling. And my very first award as a photographer was at Delaware Technical and Community College. And that inspiration with the award gave me more ideas to continue to pursue these endeavors. And where I am now, I consider myself an emergent maritime photographer.
Now, is your photography exclusively maritime subjects?
Yes, I would say so. Mm-hmm. My sensibilities were cultivated as a child in the school programs in Cape and Lipan High School, where my work was of sailing. And just as that sensibility, you know, was, you know, nourished as an artist and as a sailor, I realized I had I would say, an intellectual appreciation for maritime architecture and the synergies of a massive ship or a small racing sailboat. And as I developed this training at Delaware Tech with master photographers and then community events generally in the Delaware area, people have been responding to my work with the textures, the architecture, the scene, and ultimately the narrative of the ocean-going tanker in from West Africa to the small racing sailboat that's raced at the Olympic level.
Now, how have the technical aspects of your photography evolved over time with technology?
Okay, well, first, when I was taking photographs, in fact, I was just admiring a snapshot photo I made when I was a teenager with a simple little Kodak. Over the years, I was aware of technology and cameras in terms of film. I wasn't very focused and, you know, in other endeavors. So I had a casual understanding of photography. And then at Delaware Tech, what resulted was I studied black and white film and then actually also multiple film and communications theory courses. And then they added the digital program, you know, in color and also black and white, but ultimately in Nikon technology. And this instructor at Delaware Tech is also has a bachelor's in fine arts, and he's a principal instructor now. And that program was sophisticated and worked on theory, worked on, you know, practical applications, but also, you know, the technology and understanding, you know, all the, you know, the multitude of, you know, manual settings in terms of the, you know, the basic single lens reflex.
Do you do any work with digital altering, or is the image you take the image we see?
Oh, I like that question. Actually, I do very little editing. This particular professor, Keith Mosher, actually, he's also a judge with the event that we'll be talking about here shortly. His approach is about mastery of the technology, and, you know, the high powered nature of digital camera equipment is significant. And, you know, his idea is to work with the camera, do what you can to master the image in the camera. And I've always thought like that. I've always worked like that with my art, with metal sculpture, watercolors over the years, and even the basic point and shoot. So he instilled in me the principle of simple mastery of camera technology to get the photograph, get the colors, get the saturation, the texture, and most importantly, the story. And I was able to draw from his instruction plus other professors at Delaware Tech. And ultimately, when I produce a photograph, it's right out of the camera. The only thing I might do, if there's a little smudge, and that would be corrected, or maybe a slight color variation, if it's overexposed or underexposed, then I'll go ahead and correct it.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you consider yourself as a professional photographer, a full-time photographer, part-time? How much of your life is consumed by your work in photography?
I would say right now, and I really like that question too, I would say it's part-time, developing opportunities. I have an opportunity to be a professional photographer with a regional sailing magazine, and I need to follow up on that here shortly. I would right now say part-time. I have some opportunities, with sales and, special events, but ultimately it would be fantastic to be working in, a professional sailing community, or actually, maritime industry. And then I also plan to work on professional credentials.
Could you speak, this thought just came to me. Could you speak to photography as an art form and photography as a commercial activity? Because I'm kind of hearing that, is that a fair distinction to make, or is the bridge between the two pretty clear? Do you follow where I'm going with that?
Yes.
The notion, taking photographs for commercial purposes as opposed to photography as an art form. And maybe they're the same.
I think they do intersect. I mean, I've seen that as I've studied photographers over the years in terms of, masters, men and women, on an international scale or a regional scale. I believe they're able to integrate their signature art form with a commercial application and opportunity. For example, the instructor at Delaware Tech, he's been doing tremendous work as a professional wedding photographer, but he's also doing commercial work. And I study his work. I follow his progress. For example, a professional shoot he did of an international tennis player captured the majesty of his physical form. When I've seen his work in food photography, I know he did some work for the state of Delaware. It had a commercial application as well, but then he captured the majesty of a beautiful, fresh, prepared plate of food.
Mm-hmm. I guess, thank you. I appreciate that answer, because I mean, where I was going is that so often we hear that going into the creative arts is not a commercially viable, responsible decision to make. But I think it's important to demonstrate that there are connections between the creative arts and the commercial world, the for-profit world, that there's a need for creative individuals within the common marketplace, if you will.
Yes. Yes, well, I see the opportunity, and I'm striving to realize that potential. But I also know that it's a business, and I've learned that, and I've understood it, and I had some, I would say, casual understanding, but my understanding has grown sophisticated, where now I realize that the value and impact of marketing. Mm-hmm. making the phone calls, mm-hmm. Writing people, developing your writing skills so you can tell your story to get people interested as much as the visual as well. Mm-hmm. But I do know is that when somebody is moved by a photograph, they're moved for a number of reasons. As I've seen with, just so many artists and professional photographers around the world, and I study a lot of these photographers and follow the industry, it is a business. And it can be pulled off. I think you need to work in both channels, if you will, mm-hmm. but be able to integrate them. And that's where I am right now. And I think I have a real chance to continue to grow.
Now let's turn to this upcoming event where you are really fostering, providing an opportunity for a number of photographers, artists to to make themselves more prominent, to make the general public more aware of them. Let's talk about the Delmarva On View Photography Contest and Exhibit at the Lewis Public Library coming up.
Well, okay, I think I can today for you. Well, the Delmarva On View annual event is a special fundraiser for the Lewis Public Library. I had been in the event in the second year, and I've won, and I was also selected for publication in a special benefit literary book called No Place Like Here. You know, I'd been experiencing motivation and praise and thought, let me, you know, continue my involvement. But a couple of years ago, there were some changes and some shifts, and it looked like the event could use some creativity and some broad publicity in terms of bringing more artists in from the Delmarva region. And we go way back, and we're known in the Lewis community as well, and involved with the Lewis Library, and just thought, let me see how I could help the Lewis Library with this event, because they weren't sure about continuing. So I pitched a few ideas in terms of expanding publicity and rearranging the subject matter, and we went ahead with it, and it was a roaring success. We tripled submissions last year. They appreciated my creative ideas and the vision to grow the program, and sales were brisk, and with the sales and those proceeds, which are 30%, then we'll provide money for books and books on tape.
Much to pursue on this topic, but first I want to remind our listeners you're tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio is June Rose Futcher, a Delaware photographer and coordinator of the Delmarva On View Photography Contest and Exhibit coming up at the Lewis Public Library. June Rose, some details on when the exhibit will be, how people can find out information about the exhibit.
Okay, well, very good. Well, the closing date is this coming Saturday, and we've had an abundance of submissions already, more than 90. But the opening is the big party. And the opening is June 28th, Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Lewis Public Library in Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Now, while we're taping this, the last submissions are coming in. But once the exhibit's open, how many pieces do you anticipate in the exhibition? How many artists, photographers represented?
It can vary with a number of artists based on the submission criteria. But it looks like we'll have more than 100 photographs submitted, and it can be anywhere from 30 to 40 artists, depending on how many they entered in their registration.
The theme is Delmarva On View, but that's not strictly maritime. You're a maritime photographer. What's the range of types of images you would expect to see?
Okay, well, what we have as a new topic that we added last year would be just the photograph about the sunrise or the sunset, the golden hour. Of course, wildlife is abundant on the Delmarva Peninsula, and we are also having photographers represent Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia of the Delmarva region. And we also have the typical iconic Delmarva, but as much as it's about history, we also want photographs about contemporary physical structures or community events that represent Delmarva.
Now, how are these photographs adjudicated, selected? How do you determine which ones to go in the exhibit?
Okay, well, it's an open process, and then we will have a set of judges where we will convene. We will have convened, and those judges will just simply review based on originality, concept, colors, textures, and then make a decision for the placement in the prize categories.
Could you, how long has this exhibition been going on?
Well, this would be the fifth year.
Fifth year.
Yes. Okay. And then, of course, the opening will introduce the exhibit for 6 weeks.
Right. Now, could you speak to the role of a public library and an exhibition like this? What is that connection?
Well, the connection, I think, was more about, an opportunity for a fundraiser. But then the event has evolved into a showcase for area artists, but also young artists as well. And people who are from here or people who are new to photography or the professional photographer as well. And it is a fundraiser for the Lewis Public Library, in terms of the books and books on tape that I mentioned earlier in the interview. But the long and short, it's about showcasing artists, you know, on the Delmarva Peninsula. And, you know, photography as, of course, the central theme, the medium, you know, mostly, you know, it's mostly amateur, but there's so much creativity and opportunity with digital technology. We do allow for one special effects subject photograph to be entered as well. So we do, you know, see a range of interpretation in terms of special effects and editing software.
So that goes back to the question I asked earlier about how much do you digitally, you know, treat your photos. So there are opportunities within this exhibition to see some photographs that are more, the picture that was taken is what the viewer sees, but there are others that are treated more.
Yes, correct. We wanted to preserve the integrity of the original photograph, just in terms of basic settings, or, you know, or intricate settings, or the point and shoot camera, or the little cell phone camera as well. We want to preserve that because, again, you know, I was trained, you know, and I've been growing my work, and, you know, that philosophy, you know, is reinforced, but I've always approached art from that simplicity, if you will, and that sensibility. And, you know, ultimately, you know, my work, when I submitted my portfolio for the Delaware Division of the Arts and the Opportunity Grant, in which I, you know, was awarded last year, all of that work was original from the camera. Simple adjustments and corrections, you know, like I said, you know, when there's a smudge, you need to take that out.
Right, right. You touched on this earlier, but I want to come back to how this contest and exhibit has evolved over the last 5 years. How has it grown, expanded? What have you seen in terms of photographers returning each year, new photographers submitting work?
Oh, that's an excellent question. We've had a lot of new photographers. When you take a look at the press release published with the Cape Gazette Beach paper, I made a special statement this year for community and schools and parents to encourage young people and to make sure that any amateur, even just the camera bug, they just want to try their hand and have the experience of being in an exhibit, to please enter, but not to worry about winning, that they will also be exhibited and also come to the party and just share the, you know, the love of artistic expression. In terms of returning artists, there are several. But what happened a couple of years ago when there was just some change with the program and, you know, they weren't sure about the future, I thought the best way to expand this event and to discover the representation of the Delmarva Peninsula, and I'm talking about history, contemporary, you know, special events, wildlife. I mean, the vast scenic beauty of the Delmarva Peninsula is endless, and it's priceless to me. You know, as you know, this is my home, and this is something that's always been with me since I was a child. And I'm encouraging people to come in and to think that way, and they're responding. And so one more point is that when I do have a new artist, you know, coming in or calling me or asking me questions on an email, you know, they tend to apologize and they're a little shy about it. I said, please, you know, it's okay. That's why I'm here. And Ed Goita, the executive director, appreciated my idea that I, you know, work with the artist and, you know, sit them down, you know, explain to them that it's okay if they want to use, you know, a simple gallery frame, or if they have a question about the print or the mat or what color. I'm here for them. Mm-hmm. And with that, they're coming back and they're more excited.
And the exhibition, I presume, will be available to the public during the regular library hours.
Yes, that's correct. Okay.
And the library's website, I believe, is lewislibrary.org.
Yes, that's correct.
So so the listeners can find out when the library is open from the website and also find out some information about the exhibit itself, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
That's great. I want to come, we have a couple minutes left. I want to come back to what you started with as a former educator myself. I'm intrigued by how you talked about, you know, the importance of your education at Cape Henlopen in really introducing you to this and really sort of kindling that interest. Could you speak to that, the role of the arts in education and how that sort of really served as a foundation for the work that you're doing even today?
Oh, I'd love to. The Cape Henlopen School District, when we were coming of age, was one of the leading school districts in terms of arts funding and progressive and sophisticated curriculum. And the instructor, John Gardosky, who's retired, came in from Pennsylvania with his wife. She was also a school teacher, as a young couple. And some of my fondest memories at Cape and Lopen High School and also Lewis Junior High were these artists. And as teachers, I still have some of my artwork from Lewis Junior High. That's of a sailboat. The teacher encouraged me to be expressive and worked with me on that subject. I my first art award at the Rehoboth Art League in the Sussex County program for students, I was 15 years old. And it was sculpture, and it was of a whale out in the ocean. John Gardosky encouraged that, but also let us cultivate and express our spirit. And that was extremely valuable, and it stays with me. He came to my opening at the Buttery last year with a Delaware Division of the Arts grant-funded opening. He was one of my guests and one of my favorite guests.
Great. Now, we have about a minute left. Could you speak to what you do to continue improving in your profession? And what you do, how do you mentor others?
I'm getting there. I also operate from the viewpoint as a student. I'm doing a lot of research. I would like to find more educational opportunities, but I participate in events and a camera club. But I also do want to expand it to professional trade organizations, you know, and work from the, you know, from the experience when, you know, I was a child in Cape and Lopen School District as well. And, you know, and integrate all that and see how I can continue and emerge and grow.
Well, this has really been exciting, June Rose. I just, your work as a photographer, the connection to the Lewis Public Library, sort of bolstering the careers of other photographers, offering this opportunity to exhibit their work through the Delmarva On View photography exhibition coming up at the Lewis Public Library, opening June 28th. That's the opening gala, correct?
And it's a great party.
And for more information, our listeners can go to Lewis Public Library. LewisLibrary.org. June Rose, it's really been a pleasure having you with us in the studio today. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome so much. This was absolutely grand.